have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host, KBKM.
She had a dream that she could do it. Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind she was so focused. Doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself,
even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
even if nobody does.
Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. She was diagnosed with cancer. Going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could. Getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself. Believe in
yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
even if nobody does.
Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
You can make it. Yes, you can. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it.
You can make it.
Believe in yourself.
Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Don't
let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Yes. Yes. Hey, good evening and welcome to the Just For You podcast. With Pastor Michelle Wildright, getting things ready for today. So excited about the goodness of the Lord and what he's done for you and for me. I just want to send a shout out to you, all the listeners listening in. I want you to know what an honor, a blessing, and a privilege it is to be able to have this platform on Elation Radio. We're super glad to be here, and we're super glad that you are with us. I want you to know that you are blessed and highly favored. I'm going to say it again. You are blessed and highly favored. What does that mean? God's hand is upon you. Before the foundation of this world, he thought about you and everything there was for him to create this moment. Think about that. When you woke up this morning, he had you on his mind and allowed us to share in this moment. I want you to know we don't take it lightly that you're with us. Please grab a pen, your tablet, your Bible, whatever you use, that we can study together. I want to send a shout out to all of you as well as our Elation family. I want to send a shout out to our CEO and founder, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. We love you. And to all of you listening in, I send a shout out to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., for his love and his support. Let me just tell you guys, every week when I say that, he's in the room and he throws up the finger. That means that's an approval. Thank you, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. But I also want you to know, none of this could be done without the presence of the Holy Spirit, who is able to do anything but fail. We acknowledge our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and Abba Father for being with us on today. I want to share with you, for those of you just listening in, if you're not familiar with the Just For You podcast, let me share what it's all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what the Just For You podcast is all about. I wanted you to realize that not only were you and I on God's mind today, his love, his presence, his grace is needful. When I say it's needful, I don't want you to just assume because you have the strength to do something or the ability to go somewhere, everything is set up for his glory and his time. It's very difficult to believe that in serious times, but can I tell you, he loves you. I feel the importance of saying today that the Lord loves you and he's concerned about you. So take a moment now just to breathe that in, and then we're going to move forward in prayer because we can do nothing without the Lord. Amen. We can't make it with him. Or without him, I should say, and we don't want to, okay? Let's pray. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this opportunity, this time, this strength to be able to talk about your goodness and your grace. You are mighty. You are majestic. You are holy. You are everything we need and more. We trust your words of wisdom. We trust that you are able to do anything but fail. You are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We ask that you meet us in today's podcast. Bless Elation Radio. Bless our visionary and CEO, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. Bless her and her family and all the families of Elation. We ask oh God, that you would come in, touch each listener's heart, mind, body, and soul. Father, you know what they need, how they need it. We trust you today that you will give them what they need. We believe you on today. We ask, oh God, that you forgive us all of our sins and give us hearts to forgive others. Let us be mindful that you are in charge on the case of everything that's on our mind. To the one that's listening that may not know your name, may not understand your divine love for them, will you touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet to know just how loved they really are, and that you make no mistakes. You care about each and every one of us. I ask, oh God, that you save, heal, and deliver on today, and we will thank you forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I want you to know that's good news on today. Today, we're going to be studying from Psalm 27. I want you to hear this very clearly. The Lord wants us all to know his love for us, his protection for us, his keeping power for us. As we look in the news, in our communities, and various, it's very easy to not feel connected or loved. And on today, I want you to be assured of what the word says. Let's look at Psalm 27, that's Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Listen, this is a promise for a believer. This is a promise for those connected and those that are choosing to receive Jesus as Lord. The word promises that he's our light. He's going to protect us from any and all things around us, even when it seems like there's no hope or there's no solution, or when there seems to be that there are things happening in our life that just won't ground us and root us with this faith. Three, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. What does that mean? First of all, there's a hunger, there's a zeal, there's a desire to be close to him. There's a portion of our life that we may understand, hear, and see that he is doing great and marvelous things. We have to understand that when he is our portion, he moves a certain way. He helps us a certain way. And he will allow us an intimate space, a private time with him. And when we talk about the tabernacle, we are those tabernacles. Come on. He will hide himself in us as well as us in our physical buildings. Don't want you getting caught up that the physical building is your service only to God. This is where we go and we are trained and we feel the presence of God and we find him with us for strength. But we are called to go out to serve. And why is that important? Because servitude shows the heart of God. Six, and now shall mine head be... be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. There will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. This life is personal. I don't care how many people we can be around. There's a place we're going to come when we need the Lord, and we can only share and pour upon him all of our heart's desires, all of the things that we're going through, all of the pain. I hear people say, oh, I'm not going to complain because it's not going to do any good anyway. It sounds cliche, but I want to ask, who are they talking to? This scripture said, hear me, O Lord, which means if he tells me in Proverbs to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not to thine own understanding, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That means when I'm feeling away, as the young people would say, that he would hear me and understand me and know how to deal with my situation. He would know how to deal with your situation. Keep those things in mind. When you feel that there's so much going on, you can talk to him, which is called prayer, about it. 8, when thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face will I seek, Lord. Listen, you can go to your mom, your dad, you can go to people, but there's nothing like seeking the Lord about your situation that he may hear you. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not. Hallelujah. Neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Here we find how personable this word is. Hide me not. Okay? Don't put me away. Don't let me go through. Don't let me be alone. Be with me through all that I go through. When my mind is resting on your word, be with me. Entreat yourself with me. Allow me to rest in you. Allow me to be able to call your name with peace and know you're going to answer. Why are you going to answer? Because you love us. Why are you going to show up? Because you love us. You care about each and every one that calls your name Abba Father. He cares. And this is why we have to establish what our relationship is with the King. When people see a king, there's a certain position that they have. They don't overtake the king. They are very, very careful how they come into his presence. They are very careful about how they speak to the king. They are very careful about their requests to the king. Can I say today that in today's time, we must fully understand that he is Lord of lords and King of kings, all-powerful, almighty, able to save, can do anything but fail. And listen to that last part. He can do anything, hallelujah, but fail. Anything, what's impossible to man, is possible to God. He has his divine will. There are many of us that go through various things, but our focus and our hope is on the one that gives us strength and gives us life, the one that makes everything that we need possible, the one that loves us beyond words, the one that stands on his truth and brings it to pass. Look about that in your heart, that you know that he's going to do what he said, he's going to do. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. Listen, when you're in a situation, enemy feels like he surrounded you. There is a song that says, this is how we fight our battles. We don't fight our battles with words. We don't fight our battles with our physical fists. We don't fight our spiritual battles with talking too much. We know the strength and the victory lies in the word of God. So when enemies come against us, instead of us trying to defend ourselves, we speak a truth in his word. We talk to him. There is an order in the way that he moves. Why is that important? Because if you utilize the wrong strategy at the wrong time, you will find that you will have difficulties. It's nothing like when a child begins to swim. Listen, some people have different approaches. There have been people that have just thrown their kids into the water, and most of us know some people learn how to swim that way, and they just began to swim all on their own. But then there were others who put them in lessons and allowed them to gain their strength, that they would be able to do the breaststroke and rest on the water and the things that you do when you swim. Then you have those that just nurture you and allow you to go. They allow you to go. They just go, hey, this is what you're going to do. They are not going to give you the technical side. They're going to give you the love, the ability for you to have strength by being close to them. And guess what? Those children swim. I don't know about your life. I can only speak from my experience. What a privilege and an honor it is to understand and have the word of God nigh when you need it most. Not when you want it, but when you need it the most. Why is that important? Because he gets all of the glory. When the babies are thrown, it is the grace of God, the protection of the angels, those things that are in operation that you don't see that are taking place, that those children and those that are learning to swim arrive to safety. I want you to know there's more to your situation than meets the eye. There is more that is going on than you will ever know. If you will take the time to realize his handiwork about you, to know that he formed your hair a certain way, he formed your body a certain way, our ears, our eyes, our nose, our mouth, all of it was already designed in the mind of God. Why was that so? So that we would understand how divine he really is, how he cares for us in the matter that he does, how he protects us when we don't understand protection is not. He wants us to know that he loves us beyond words. He's a protector beyond words, and that he will do what no one else can do. 13, I had fainted, and lust, I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Why is that good meat in this season? Because there are going to be times when you face situations that it's going to take a little more time. It's going to take time for him to bless you. It's going to take time for him to help you. It's going to take time for him to heal you. It's going to take time for you to be blessed financially. But if you wait, I say, on the Lord, you should wait with good patience, waiting on him, expecting him to move. It may not happen when we want it to. It may not look like we want it to. Why? Because life is tricky. Life can take us through so many things that it appears that we're not going to make it out. But if we hold on to his unchanging hands, we will find he shows up when we least expect him. He does the incredible in our lives, and it really does seem as if the time when he shows up is like it didn't take that long at all. I often use my own life. When I was a child, I loved people. I enjoyed being with people and loving them and being able to be helpful and serve. And all those things are the core of my being. But I also recognize growing up, there were challenges. There are differences. When you get friends, you have to choose if your friends are the right friends, if they have the same values that you have. How will you love them? How close will you be to them? All of these things matter because it helps us to develop a certain way. As believers, when we believe that the Lord is our light and our salvation, whom shall we fear? We come to a place where we recognize there's no closer friend than the Lord Jesus. There's no closer friend as our Heavenly Father, Abba Father. There is no one closer because he's able to do what no one else can do. It is critical in this hour as we watch what is going on in our families, in our communities, in our schools, across the waters, that we stay mindful that he is in control. He's not lost one iota of anything he ever promised in his word. When we are in a waiting and a holding pattern, we must understand that the word of God is true. He makes no mistakes. He knew all about when you were going to be born, who was going to raise you. He knew all about your hurt, your pain, your disappointment. He knew how to get in and show you that he cares. If you remember the price that he paid for you, our brother, our elder brother Jesus at Calvary's cross, he took on rejection. He took on pain. He took on the things that you and I face. So when it comes to times when our flesh gets weak or our mind feels as if where is he, that we would remember the sacrifice he made, that we would be whole. Wholeness doesn't always look like what the world wants you to believe. You must be whole in your mind, your body, your spirit, and your soul. If this new AI, and I'm going to say it, you can put your face on anybody, listen, if we could really live like that, how many people would change the chemistry, the design of God, to be something that would appeal to the flesh more, though allowing his glory to be in what he saw for their frame. If I can encourage you in anything on today, I want you to be mindful that there is a peace and a presence with the Lord. He makes no mistakes. He knows who you are, where you are, what you're going through, and he knows how to fix whatever needs to be fixed. I know someone's going to say, well, listen, you know what's going on in Israel? Do you know what's going on in our streets? Do you know what's going on in our schools? And I will most assuredly say yes. And what I will tell you is this. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, I choose to believe that he is in control. I choose to believe. In the midst of the sorrow, we have to ask ourselves, in the midst of crime, in the midst of the things that this world seems like it's overbearing us with, what is he calling you to do? Did you know your ministry is birthed out of your pain? 95% of the time when a company wrecks, or when a person creates a nonprofit, or when someone has gone through something very devastating, God has an innate ability to give us strength to create something that will be a blessing for someone else. Why is that? Because when you've been through some things, you can help someone else go through some things. It is critical to understand that in that frame of mind of knowing that he created us this way, we are wired differently that he may get the ultimate glory. He may get the ultimate glory. We are just his vessels. It is an honor to be chosen to serve. Let's not touch titles. It is an honor to be chosen and trusted that when he says to do a thing, he can find you doing it. He can find you serving. He can find you doing what is passionate in his heart and his word. If we all looked at ministry and life like that, God would just pour out his glory even the more. People that were rising up to kill, murder, destroy would know that they are loved so much. Perhaps certain things wouldn't happen. People today are going through. I want to remind you, you are, as a believer, the hands and feet of a Jesus they've never physically met. What is on the inside of you that could help them to understand that he is Lord? When we recognize that, we will find that he won't forget about you or me, and that he will be glorified in all that we say and all that we do. Did you know your next assignment could be the person that's in your job, or maybe they're in your community, or even in your local assembly that needs what you have on the inside of you? I often say this, that when Dr. Kimmy Robinson was born, she was born to do so many great things. Not that she puts titles or anything on herself, but imagine the lives that are touched, healed, and those that really receive the Lord because of her obedience to create Elation Radio. This is why there's such a hunger and a thirst and a joy to serve. Because on the other side of the people we may never, ever physically meet, this gospel has gone into the ears, hearts, and minds of men, that they are able to receive
who our Lord and Savior truly, truly is. So thank you so much for joining us today on the Just For You podcast. Guests that will be sharing their servitude with us. This ministry is so phenomenal. We talk about servitude. We're talking about the Lord being our light and our foundation. What does that mean when you have works to do? What does it mean when a life is depending on what he's trusted you with? I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our dear brother in the Lord who is doing a phenomenal work in our community. He's going to tell you about this work that he does with a second chance at life. I'd like to introduce to some and present to others none other than our brother James Jim Williford. How are you, brother?
Michelle, thank you for a great introduction. That was wonderful.
I'm doing well. It is so good that you could be with us today. And today's study was on Psalm 27 and how important it is for us all to remember that the Lord is our light and our salvation, in whom shall we fear. So would you please share with the listening audience who you are, what it is that a second chance at life is all about?
I'm glad to, yes. Yes, so I founded this, well, A Second Chance at Life, first off, it's about reaching out to those that are suffering with substance abuse disorder. It's about those, reaching out to those who might have lost a loved one to some type of illicit drug poisoning, mainly fentanyl is what I deal with. And it's about trying to get some of these laws changed that would hold people accountable that are they're killing our loved ones. This is an epidemic going on, and it's killing over 300 people a day right now. So so I actually founded this in 2018, and it was based off a promise I made to God back in 2004. I had spent 18 years addicted to meth, and in 2004, I was locked up. And it was a gift from God for that to happen, and I thanked God the day it happened, because the night before I was mad at God because a guy was going to kill me, and he looked me in the eye and he said you want to be dead, so I'm not going to do you the honor, and I was mad at God. It was the first time I prayed for a long time, and the prayer was in anger, asking God why didn't he let me die, because I wanted to die at that moment. So. And the next day I was arrested, and I started laughing, and I started thanking God.
Wow.
I really did. And so, anyway, after I got out of jail, I was in a sober house. And I promised God that one day I was going to open up some of these sober houses and show people, you know, that they can make it and they can do this, because I was succeeding. So in 2018, I tried to do it. I looked into everything I needed to do. I started building the support network, and I started looking for a house, and all of a sudden my finances collapsed. And then I had 5 deaths in my family, one after the other.
Wow.
So what I come to realize later is that it just wasn't time. It wasn't God's timing to do that. But on June 20th of last year, my son Austin was poisoned with fentanyl. Although marijuana is legal in the state of Missouri, he was given a joint that was laced with fentanyl, and it killed him. So I looked around to find organizations that was doing something about this in St. Louis. I looked around for a couple of weeks, and I didn't find anyone particularly just doing something about the fentanyl problem. And so I restarted A Second Chance at Life. It was administratively dissolved for me just not doing nothing, and so I restarted it. And it was just like each thing I tried to do, it was just falling in my lap. Like God was just just putting things right in front of me. All I had to do was do the work and reach out and just start talking to people about wanting to help them, and everything I tried to do started falling in my lap. You know, I had been away from God for about 13 years. Right after I got sober, I spent eight years in a very, very good church. And through a divorce and chasing women, I felt like I couldn't talk to God no more. And so I was away from him. But for the past 5 years, I was praying to God, telling him I know that was the best time in my life when I was with him, and I wanted to get back there. I wanted to want him more. And I prayed for that. And shortly after I got going with A Second Chance at Life, people started coming into my life that were really, really godly people. And I thanked them, and I thanked God, and I told them I knew these were people helping me get back. And so things progressed along, and people started joining in with what I'm doing, and I was helping people get into treatment centers and off of the fentanyl, and it was miracles happening left and right. And a guy contacted me, a friend of mine, a very godly man, and he said, you know, out of the blue, he says, you know, Jim, God wants me to tell you something right now. He said, I need to tell you it's pruning season. And if people start disappearing out of your life for no reason, understand that.
Mm.
And it happened. It started happening. One of my organization members, very, very much my partner, just all of a sudden quit. And I was angry only for about 30 minutes, though. And I remembered what this guy said, and I became okay with it. And then I lost another relationship with someone that I was looking forward to doing a lot of work with. And this time I just accepted it as, okay, well, this is another one God wants removed. And, you know, I started seeing why immediately, because a couple of days later, my daughter and I were sitting on the floor crying to each other because of how she felt so alone. And I was spending so much time doing this. And God had removed these two people. And so at the same time, it removed a lot of my responsibilities. And so, again, you know, I understood it.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know, that's so important, because a lot of times when we're called to do something, I just made a statement that a lot of our ministries are usually birthed in our pain.
Yes.
And we send our condolences to your family in the passing and rest of your son. But the Holy Spirit has a way of taking these things to birth inside of us more. Is it possible you could share with us, for those that may be listening in, how they can help your endeavor at A Second Chance at Life?
Yeah. You know, one of the things that's going on in St. Louis right now is there is so many people that have lost someone to this. And they stay in the stigma. I stayed in that for 5 days. They stay there and think, I can't tell anybody because they'll think I'm a bad mom or a bad dad. And, and they'll think my child was a bad child. And, you know, that's just not true. It's not true. This drug is being put in everything. And many of us, especially when we were younger, we experimented with all kinds of things. And it's just not like that no more. So many people are dying from just one time. And, you know, even the people that are out there doing this all the time, 95% of them, just like I was, they don't want to be doing it. They don't know how to get the help. They're afraid to ask for help because people will think bad of them. So their only friends are other people that use, and they stay there.
Wow.
And so that's one of the best ways. I mean, my website is secondchanceatlife.org. They can go on there and look around. I've never asked for any money in the 10 months I've been doing this. If somebody wanted to, I just paired up with the St. Louis Housing Authority. And I'm actually buying the food for the residents when I go there. So it's starting to get expensive. So if anybody felt on their heart to donate, that would be great. But I've never really asked for any money.
And you know why? That's why God would have us to make sure this word gets out, that it's posted, because there are people with funding that want to help in good causes. There are so many people that don't have the causes, you know, in alignment. And so they are doing what they need to do, but it is not always the way it should be. I'll put it that way. When God sees a leader with the proper timing and everything, he will do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
He will do what needs to be done, and he will make a way out of no way. So we are thankful for you being on today. It is a lot that is going on in our area. I personally, my husband and I keep Narcan because we have a preventative substance abuse coalition with, you know, Prevent In and working towards those things. There is more to be done, and we're grateful for you and what you're doing. St. Louis and abroad, I want you to know that because this is a very sensitive topic, there is hope that is needed. If you have resources, means to assist, please reach out to A Second Chance at Life that they may receive and have the things that they need so that they can accomplish and do what they are called to do for those in our community and area. I want to thank you for taking your time out of your schedule today to be with us, that we would be able to share and to talk about all of the things that are pertaining to what you're doing. We pray the Lord's blessing upon you and look forward to you joining us again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Thank you for everything you're doing.
Oh, we appreciate you. We appreciate you so much. And thank you again for taking time out of your schedule. Can you give them the website again as we close for your section? Could you tell them the best way to contact you?
asecondchanceatlife.org.
All right. You've heard it. Please make sure that you reach out to our brother Jim and all that he's doing. Thank you again, and do have a very blessed and beautiful day.
Michelle, I'm going to say one more thing.
Sure.
Because I also have the same Facebook page, A Second Chance at Life. And on that page, I put a lot of information for people that aren't aware of this fentanyl problem. I put a lot of information so they can just go there and they can look at it.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you
so much, and do have a very blessed day.
Yes, you too, Michelle. Bye-bye.
God bless. Well, listen, you just heard from Jim Wilford. He is a person that is serving and doing the will of God, and we're super excited about the work that he's doing to help those in the community about utilizing fentanyl. Listen, this problem is huge, but as you heard, his ministry, his work that he's doing was birthed out of his pain, and that he's able to go forward and do the will and the work of the Lord. So please keep him in your prayers. Again, if you know of anyone that is addicted or you need more information, please go to his Facebook page as well as contacting him, that he may be able to hear from you and know that this word is getting around. I'd like to introduce our second guest for today, a very, very close and dear friend of ours that is all the way, I'm going to say it again, all the way in Los Angeles, California. He is a renowned guitarist. He sings, he's anointed, and he shares his gift, not only on the platform that he has, but he has a unique way of serving. I want to introduce to some and present to others, none other than our brother, Daryl Darden.
Hello, hello, God's children. Hello, hello to everybody out there in Podcast Radio Land. How you doing, Michelle and Don?
We are so excited to have you on, and thank you for joining us today on the Just For You Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Well, you know what? It's such an honor and a privilege to know you. Would you share with the listening audience the gift that God has given you and the call on your life, how it's making a difference in the entertainment arena, as well as being that you are a believer? Tell them what God is doing in your life.
Well, he's working miracles, no doubt. And I had humble beginnings, started out at St. Paul's Church, Church of God in Christ. And that's my cousin, Happy Guitar, Greg Haynes.
Yes.
That's his dad's church. And we came up going to different services, and we both got mesmerized by a lady named Shirley Tapp. She's a charming lady that played guitar. And we both was just watching her. Not only was she attractive, but she had the anointing of God. And and the stuff she was playing on the guitar was unto the Lord. And we both just fell in love with the guitar, the string instrument. And we didn't have money to get guitars. And our mothers both prayed for us. They anointed their hands with oil and put their hands on our foreheads and asked God to bless us with the anointing to play. And it all started from church. And over the weeks to months, they said, I can hear progress in their plan. And we would call each other 6 o'clock in the morning and show each other what we've learned over the weeks or whatever. And from there, we kept growing. And with the blessings of God, we start playing revivals. So at the tender age of 12, they was allowing us to play in the pulpit at the church. And that was pretty young for us to be in the pulpit playing unto the Lord. God knew the desires of our hearts. So he actually blessed us, gave us the anointing. And here we are, I ate a little something, some rind skins, and it's stuck in my throat, some skins. But anyway, over the years, we just kept playing, and it just blossomed with the Holy Spirit and his anointing and with all the prayers. And here I am at the tender age of 66.
Wow.
Yeah, I was able to give back to the lady who inspired us, Miss Shirley Tapp. I told my cousin 2 years in a row, Greg, let's go over her house and bless her. She had never heard me play. So all the years she was inspiring me, she never got to hear me play until we went over her house. Would you believe she got so happy she started shouting in her house. She couldn't believe how we sounded and our skills that God had blessed us with.
Wow. What a blessing. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, you're telling me that your mom laid hands on you with blessed souls to anoint you to play. And here it is, years later. Not only did the anointing fall upon you, but you and your cousin, Greg Kane, traveled the world using your gift from prayer. That's so awesome, because so many people, like we talked about in our lesson today, sometimes people get lessons, but there's something about the purity of an anointing.
Yes, coming from God.
To the place that you need to be. Now, I want to share something that, you know, we met in Los Angeles with our cousin Desi, that we always talk about, that she's now 99.
Yes, praise the Lord. I played her birthday party a few weeks ago.
Yes. And so just to know how God connected all of that up till today, that we continue to pray together and are so close as family. I wanted you to share that gift that you use wherever the Lord is allowed. Can you share with us some of the people that you played with, and also share with us about how you go into the community and use your gift?
Well, I started it in St. Louis. One day, Greg had to go to the hospital, and I was out playing music somewhere, and when he told me he was in the hospital, I said, man, I'm coming over to see you. I went to Barnes Hospital, and I played for him, and he told me, Darryl, when you left, I told my doctor that my cousin just left the hospital, and he played guitar. The doctor said, who is your cousin? He said, Darryl Darden. And the doctor surprisingly told Greg, I know your cousin. I know Darryl. And I said, wow, who is that? What doctor is this? Where he know me from? So it started in St. Louis. And after that, I started to go into nursing homes. And God just guided my footsteps. And look, I was privileged to work on Norwegian Cruise Line. And the Whinings came on. I got a chance to fellowship with Whitney Houston and the Whinings. Daddy Whining shared a testimony with me. He said, Darryl, my kid sent me to Israel. I just got back. They sent him to Israel for his birthday.
Aww.
And I say, wow. And he said it was awesome. And he was excited, and I was just excited to sit on the bow of the ship while we're on the sea, and his man give me his testimony. And after that, Carl Carlton, the minister, Carl Carlton, come on, and he happened to be having a fellowship in the room that I work in on Norwegian Cruise Line. And I went up there one day, and I asked him, hey, man, you mind if I join your service? He said, you play music? I said, yeah. Carl allowed me to do a song while he was ministering, and we fellowshipped on the Norwegian Cruise Line. And it was one thing after another. I met so many great people, Gladys Knight. So I ended up in Los Angeles because they flew me out here to get on a new ship. And I just continued the ministry out here, going to nursing homes. For 5 years in a row, I got a group of guys together. Every Christmas, we would go play at the homeless shelter.
Wow.
Just giving back to the community like that and sacrificing on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
And God blessed all of these musicians that was with me. And they say, Darryl, whenever you want to continue this, we're with you. Because they were blessed. Because they met some fine people at the homeless shelter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a great journey. I prayed to my idol, my mentor, George Benson.
Yes.
And 30 years later, the Lord blessed me with that prayer. And we're the best of friends right now, George Benson and myself.
Wow.
I had never been in a Rolls Royce in my life. I told him I got to do a job in Arizona. I got a wedding to do. He said, well, Darryl, I'm off work. I'm going to come and pick you up. What time are you coming in? He picked me up in his Rolls Royce at the airport in Arizona, and I was so honored. And he actually attended this wedding with me.
Mm-hmm.
And people were shocked that George Benson is at this guy's wedding. So he got a lovely wife, and they treated me like family. So I'm just thanking God for his blessing. People, when you pray to God and he knows your heart, he will give you the desires of your heart. I'm a witness.
Yes.
And, of course, I know you got the same testimony, Michelle.
Yes.
When you call on him, he answers.
Yes.
We both are witnesses of that.
Yes.
And he lives, and he shows himself.
Yes, he does. And we're so honored not only just to know you and all the great work that you do, you know, your cousin Greg. It was just so amazing
that when we met you, when we began to talk, Di, myself, and you, that we knew so many people and didn't know you were from St. Louis.
Wow.
And that is another testimony of how
God, sure.
Jim just talked about how when he started his company and his nonprofit, he did not, you know, it just didn't, the timing wasn't, but when the timing is right,
yes.
God always comes through.
He always right on time.
Yes, the time
his
is closing out for our interview, but I definitely want you, if you would be so kind, to play a little something for us before we have our closing announcement.
Let me see here. I could tell everybody the season that we're in. This is your season for grace, for favor. It is your season to reap what you have sown. This is our season for grace, for favor. It's your season to reap what you have sown. Listen. There is a seed in the ground and it's blessing people. No more stressing. No. There's a seed in the ground and it's blessing. No more stressing. Yeah. That's why I say it is our season for grace. For favor, yeah, yeah. It is our season to reap what you have sown.
Well, yes. You know, we love you and we
bless you.
Thank you so
yes.
much for sharing your time with us on today. Listen, St. Louis, Daryl Darden can be found on your digital platforms. You can find out more information about him on YouTube. Would you like to leave any information if someone was interested in contacting you with your contact information?
Yes. Well, you can look me up on YouTube or just go to DarylDarden.com, D-A-R-Y-L. DarDen.com. And I guess I could give the digits over the phone. 310-686-0491. And I will be in the St. Louis metropolitan area September the 10th. I think I'm coming in on the 4th, but I got to go to Houston and play my mother-in-law's birthday party. She turns 90, I think,
wow.
on the 9th of September. But I'm coming in on the 4th. I'm going to leave out and go to Houston, and I'll come right back for my family reunion, and that'll be a week later.
Awesome. Well, listen, we are super excited. You'll be in our city.
Yes,
so
I will. And we definitely have.
God bless you.
And we will fellowship.
Yes. Well, we're looking forward to it. Well, listen, St. Louis, you have just heard from Daryl Darden of Los Angeles, California. He is a servant of the Lord, a community-hearted individual who is blessed that his mom laid hands on him in his life, that he's able
yes.
to use his
praise
gift now and always. And to hear more about him, he's given his information. Please contact him and look him up. Well, listen, we're coming to the close of another podcast. I definitely want to share a few announcements with you. We want you to know on, first of all, let's just start with, please go back and check the website for A Second Chance at Life. with Jim Williford. That's our first announcement. We do want you to know that the Gospel Music Hall of Fame is preparing for their Mother's Day celebration and concert. For more information, you can contact Dr. Monica Butler or Yolanda Yancey on Facebook, Committee Woman Yolanda Yancey. I also would like to inform the St. Louis community that if you are in need of toddler diapers, female products, you can check with the St. Louis County Library, that's slcl.org, about the many programs, the different programs, as well as things that they offer. I would like for you to also know, besides renting books, you can get videos. Perhaps you can check for the latest author from your gospel books that you'd like to purchase, but maybe they can order it and bring it in that you just have to rent it out. Check with the St. Louis County Library, slcl.org. Also, in St. Louis, we have the Urban League St. Louis, that's ulstl.com. It is a national organization. They offer utility assistance. They just had another food drive. But for more information on all of their services, please give them a look up on the web at ulstl.com. We also have in St. Louis and abroad, in the St. Louis area, we dial 211 for the United Way. This is another organization that has a plethora of services and resources to meet the community's needs. When you call, you'll be connected to an intake specialist, and they'll be able to assist you for your need and direct you where you need to go. In St. Louis, we dial 211 for United Way. If you're outside of this area, please look this organization up for where you would dial for your local area. I want you to know, everybody say the fourth Friday of every month, the Women of Elation will be on From Ashes to Beauty. This organization is one, this section, I should say, of Elation Radio. We address its topics through the Word of God, and it is a great time for all. You can join us on Clubhouse the fourth Friday of every month. That's the fourth Friday of every month at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that will be on Clubhouse. This month's speaker will be myself, Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. We'd love for you to join us. Every Wednesday, we give our announcements for our Clubhouse. Please, if you're not a member, you can join our Clubhouse group, and it's From Ashes to Beauty. Please look it up and join the group. Also, on Mondays, please hear Pastor Donald Wright Jr. and Michelle Wright for Kingdom Wisdom Weekly. We would love to share with you the gospel on Monday night, and meet us back here on Wednesday to hear the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wright. And we're on Elation Radio. Thank you so much for joining us on today. We're going to close out with a brief word of prayer. We want to thank our so wonderful, loving, kind sister, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, producer extraordinaire. Thank you so much for your love, your time, and your patience. Let us pray. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to serve. We thank you that you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We thank you. You make no mistakes. You know what to do, how to do it. You have come into this podcast. We pray that listeners' hearts have been lifted. And Father, if there is one that needs to be saved, that you will save, heal, and deliver according to Romans 10, 9 and 10, that they will believe in their heart that you are the Lord Jesus, and also that they will confess with the mouth that you are Lord, then they shall be made whole and ask for forgiveness of sins to repent. And Lord, let them have a heart to forgive others as well. We pray for Israel. Father, you know all about the land. You know everything. You command believers to pray for Israel. We lift before you asking that you have your divine will and way. And Lord, thank you for our guests on today, Jim Williford and Daryl Darden. Bless them and their families. Bless the works of their hands, the ministries, and the work that they do for your glory. And Father, never forget to bless Elation Radio and the listeners. We're asking you to have your divine will and way. And we thank you in advance for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. And we say, love you, and we appreciate you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, listen, this has been another podcast for the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio. Please join us again next Wednesday, if the Lord says the same, 5:30 p.m., that's Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m., Eastern Standard Time. If you have a community announcement you'd love for me to read, please inbox me, Michelle Wright, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, last name is Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook. Or you may email me, Leading Wright, that's leading like you're leading someone, Wright like my last name, @gmail.com. May God bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you. Until next time, may God bless you. This is Pastor Michelle Wright.
I don't wanna pretend, I don't wanna play games. Can't lie to myself, not one more day. Been trying to deal with some things that are hard to talk about. I'm going through some changes and I'm having my doubts. Been there for everyone else, now I'm going through. Just gonna have to get used to me not being around.
I'm not okay.
on the shelf. Place them far away for another day. Then you take a breath. Keep it moving, that's as good as it gets.